put some more pressure on you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to catch balls. So, you know, whenever somebody catches a ball, it's nobody's, just necessarily nobody's fault. I mean, it's a collective effort. You know, defensive line has to get there. We got to cover. So, you know, everybody got to do their job. And when they, you know, when they make a play, it's okay. Get back and get to the next one. So, we still had a chance, even though that happened, and even, you know, all the way down to the last play. So, it's nobody's fault. We just got to get ready to get better.
How about the third and six that ended up right. Going? Can you just take us through that play?
He ran an out route. We were in a underneath coverage. Weakness of the D. I mean, it's an out route. We tackled it. First down, we still had a chance to win. Didn't get it done. I mean, so.
That was a man coverage, and it looked like you got picked off by the tight end and defender there.
Well, that's the weakness of the coverage. But, yeah, we were in the man coverage. And he was open, and he made the play. So, well, it is what it is.
How disappointing to see the offense take the lead there with 6.5 minutes and then they come down and drive like that.
It wasn't disappointing. I mean, regardless of who had the ball last, you know, if the defense was out there, we had to stop them. You know, and that was our job. That's what we were supposed to do. And it didn't happen. So, like I said, we're all sticking together. Got everybody's back. You know, it's early in the season. And we know we got a potential to be a great team.
How emotional of a game was it for you after, you know, getting called out by Steelers?
I mean, I treated it like any other game. You know, I wasn't going to let that get me out of my game. And 84 didn't do anything that I didn't expect him to do. He didn't do anything special. You know, as well as their other receivers, you know, they caught passes, but we defended as well. And like you said, it was a tight game. And I think that, you know, we got a lot of stuff to get better at and a lot of things that we are going to get better at. And we'll become a great team.
We did what we needed to do. I mean, I thought, you know, corners played a great game. Linebackers played a great game. D-line came with it all day long. You know, and they were just able to make one more play than we were.
Third and six. Okay. The right, yeah. The right sideline of. What were you guys in there? What did you say?
We were just. I don't know the exact route because I think I was on the opposite side, but I think he just ran a quick little out and, you know, just a quick out and got it to him in time and got one more yard. I mean, I think it was just on that last drive, especially just one more play, one more yard than what we were, you know, trying to stop him on.
You guys were on the field second and third quarter for a long time, like more than 20 minutes. Is there ever a delayed effect there, like fourth quarter, where you just fatigue sets in? Or
No. We were definitely amped up, turned up, ready to go. You know, and that the lack of effort, lack of energy was not the question. Like I said, they just made one more play than we did. You know, and it happens. It happens. But this isn't something that's going to bring us down for the season. We're going to regroup. We got a big test next week, and we got to be able to regroup and you know, challenge ourselves to get better this week.
How much do you think your press man bothered your receivers? It seems like they didn't really get off the line very well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think you look across the league. You know, offenses are based off the timing. When your corners are able to press, it throws off the timing. It makes the QB hold the ball for an extra second, which allows your defensive line to get extra pressure. I thought our corners did a phenomenal job all day long.
That has to contribute to the loss. I mean, I think if we go in at least take three, take seven, I mean, it's a different ball game. But something we've been talking about, just many turnovers. Got to stop it. And then another game where they've kind of horned us late in the game.
How much of a momentum breaker is that, you know, when you drive all the way down the field?
Because, I mean, I don't know how I can say this humble, but, I mean, we felt like we can drive on them, especially beginning of the game. Oh, man, the calls we're making, the runs, the passes, you know, driving. Then we get down there, and it kind of changes the game a little bit. So, it's the turnovers. We've got to eliminate them.
You know, it means a lot to you to come home and play in front of this, you know, place where you played before. How much does that add to the frustration of walking out here being so close?
I mean, that stuff doesn't matter. When my last time, I won't be playing here. I mean, I'll play here again. It's just frustrating to lose like that. A game where, you know, you should have won. I thought we should have won that game. There's no excuses.
When you were having success running, it seemed like it was a lot of time to the left. You seemed to turn that corner. Was just a plan? You could be able to run left on that?
I mean, left, right, depending on what they gave us. A lot of times the safety was a little short down on the box, so I probably caught hitting it that side. But, I mean, we could have went both sides, you know, so that wasn't it.
Sean, when you say we talk about it all the time, is there any danger in talking about it too much? In other words, you know, in other sports, you sometimes it gets in, you know, throws to a shortstop's throw, things get, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think so. I think the more you let somebody know and harp on it and let them know, it's one of the things always in the back of your mind. No matter what it is, I feel like if anybody tells you something over and over again, you won't forget it. You know, doing things where you'll tell me before I get to tell you, hey, make sure you ball. I know, ball security. So I don't think so at all.
You guys have had a tough time scoring early in games, first quarter, second quarter. How much of the slow starts hurting what you guys are trying to do?
I think we're just trying to, you know, we struggle in the beginning, then we finally sink in and relax, and then we start putting points up and yards up. That's what's really it. I mean, we just got to find a way to do better at that aspect of the game.
Yeah, we can't. Like that, we got them in third and long, so we have to, you know, that's what we're fighting to do, get them in third and long. We get them in third and long, and we have to get off the field, you know, and give our offense the ball back at that point in time of the game.
Nami says you guys normally go zone third and long in that situation. Did it feel like the right call? They just made a good play? And
yeah, it was the right call. I mean, it's more so us. I mean, we got to make that play. Yeah.
How tough is it as a team to keep living on the edge like this week after week after week? I mean, is it wear on you guys?
Nah, that's the NFL, man. Everybody is good, and everybody gets paid. That's the thing about it. So you have to, however you know, these games have been tight, but you know that's what it's all about. You know, winning. No matter if it's tight, we blow them out. Yeah, that would be good. But when they're close, you got to fight and find a way to win.
They had you guys out in the field a long time in the second quarter, a little bit in the third quarter, too. Do you think that maybe attributed to them having success running the ball late?
I mean, it was more so us. I mean, I think, you know, everything falls back on us. I feel like, you know, we're in a position to make play. We just got to make those plays. It wasn't, you know, they weren't doing anything special that we couldn't stop. It was just, we got to make plays.
With the presence of Mendenhall, how different was their offense than what maybe you had seen on film?
Man, nothing different to me. It's just another running back in the game. That wasn't a big difference to me.
But they were able to run the – I mean, this first time all season they've been able to run the ball. They had 136 yards, and was there executing
better? I said we have to execute. There's nothing about – Mendenhall being back or none of that. It's us executing as a defense. I don't care, you know, who gets the ball. It's about us executing.
You've been a very opportunistic defense. So if a game you don't get a sack and you don't get a turnover.
Yeah, that's the difference makers. You know, the other teams getting turnovers. We're not. We gotta find a way to get those turnovers. That was the difference in us winning games. You know, we got turnovers. So we got to pick it up on that end as far as getting turnovers and, you know, getting to the quarterback.
You guys only had six sacks in the first five games. Do you feel like you're getting enough pressure?
Yeah, I mean, we're there. The pressure is there. You don't always have to get sacks to get pressure. You know, we're there causing the quarterback to move around in the pocket. You know, that's pressure. We just have to, you know, continue to make play, get turnovers, knock the ball out. Whatever we have to do, we got to give our offense a short field sometimes in the game.
Why were their screens so effective today?
Screens, I don't know. They called them at the right time. They got some good plays on, so.
How difficult?
Thinking back, which play is the toughest one to swallow?
It's hard to put it on one play, man. I mean, it's a lot of plays, you know, we can have back, but it's, you know, it's just tough. You know, I can't say one particular play just cost us the game, nothing like that, man. You know, we just got to get turnovers, man. That's how I feel about it. We got to get turnovers and get off the field, you know, quick.
At the same time, could you kind of sense the momentum shifting when they were able to get turnovers? I mean, it seemed like you guys bottled them up pretty well, like in the first quarter.
Yeah, turnovers create momentum, and that's what we have to do defensively, create momentum for our team, and that's getting turnovers.
How tough is it, D'Amico, when you have an offense that it's known for explosive plays, but they didn't really get any big-time plays? They were setting for 8 yards here, 9 yards there. How tough is the Steelers?
Oh, man, that wasn't tough. That's what we want them to do. We want to, you know, keep them, make them go to distance, you know, drive the ball down the field. That's what you want them to do. You don't want, you know, big plays made on you. So that was a good job of keeping it short. But, again, we get in third down, we have to get off.